yesterday, I think it was in Iowa, somebody came up to Newt and said, you're a... And
okay.
And then also in the
we're going there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, well, it's
okay.
It's Christmas.
Oh, we've got.
Wow.
We've got.
Is this? Are you on? Are you on Cinemax now?
No, this is
like. Is this Dave After Dark?
This is just, this is a rehearsal.
Okay, yeah. Good.
And then earlier in the day, somebody had to ask him about his position on, with regard to gay rights, and he said, I think you better support President Obama. Now, I thought those are interesting circumstances for a candidate to find himself in. How did he handle each of those questions?
My understanding is the gentleman who asked him about gay issues, the account we're hearing is from that person, not from Gingrich's campaign. Last I saw in the paper, the campaign was asked about it, and they didn't respond. So I don't know.
So we're not
if it's
sure.
Accurate. I don't
know. That may not be accurate. Okay. Well,
but you know, it very well could be, and that would be a surprising, you know, response.
The little clip that I saw where the guy looked like a regular citizen of Iowa or anywhere, as a matter of fact, looked like an American. He said, "I want to tell you something," and then he said, "You know, you're a whatever he said," and then Newt said something like, "Yeah, well, it's a free country," and he just kept moving. And I thought that's too bad because. This would be a good time. I'd engage that guy.
You would?
I would, and I would say, what can I do to help you change your mind? Mm. Why do you think that about me? And let's just chat about it
a
minute.
I guess that would be one way to handle it. I think they're seeing so many people on any given day. I think they're just kind of moving along. Like, I think they kind of feel like, you know what, this is a no-win situation. I'm not going to get in some... Remember Joe the Plumber? And there was that kind of back and forth between President Obama, or candidate Obama then, and Joe the Plumber. I'm not sure anyone really comes out of that looking too good.
Well, that's my point. If you want to be considered as presidential material, maybe this is an opportunity to come out looking good. I mean, I put up with that kind of crap every day from the staff. So...